Bryce had quickly set up a meeting with Tara. There was a place on the edge of town where no one lived anymore that was full of abandoned buildings. It was a popular place for secretive meetings. In fact, it was extremely popular, and Bryce was barely able to book a slot there. "This is a sniper rifle," Charlene said, holding up a rifle with a scope on it that anyone would have easily identified as a sniper rifle. She had found it at the Vogel headquarters, and already spent a lot of time putting it together and taking it apart again.
"And seemed really happy to have an opportunity to really use it."
Charlene looked around the area. They were in a big open field of nothing but dirt, but around the edges were a few tall, unoccupied buildings.
"I'm going to go stake out a position where I have a clear view of the meeting. If she tries something, all you have to do is give me the kill signal, and I'll take her down."
Bryce raised an eyebrow.
"And what's the kill signal?"
Charlene thought a moment.
"I guess we'll need to come up with a kill signal." "How about this?"
Lulu asked, and then did a chicken dance.
"We'll need a non-stupid one," Charlene said.
Bryce raised his hand and made a cutting motion in the air.
"Does that work?"
"That'll do."
Charlene headed off toward the buildings. Doug felt the hilt of one of his katanas as he looked around at the empty ground and buildings.
"I don't trust this Tara."
"And we do,"
Bryce said.
"That's why we just came up with a kill signal."
"If you need me, me and my katanas are ready."
Doug patted his swords.
"Do you even really know how to use those?"
Bryce asked. Doug tossed an apple into the air. He drew a sword and the apple landed on the ground in two pieces. Doug returned the katana to its scabbard in a quick motion. Bryce shrugged.
"Impressive, but useless. But hey, you're usually 0 for 2. "We had apples?"
Lulu exclaimed.
"Maybe there should be a signal for me,"
Doug suggested.
"And if you make the signal, I'll slice Tara's arm right off." "How about if you see us killing Tara?"
Bryce said.
"You join in. No reason to make this complicated."
"We only agreed to the sniper rifle and kill signal to shut up Charlene," Lulu said. "You know how annoying she can get about everything."
"I can hear you through the comms,"
Charlene chimed in on the hidden radio they all had. They'd found them in their military transport.
"I'm sorry I take this so seriously, but maybe instead of just blundering into things with no plan, as you guys always do, you could..."
Lulu started slapping her ears.
"How do I turn this off?" "Thanks for being a sniper, Char," Doug said,
giving a thumbs up in the direction he assumed she was in.
"Don't shoot any of us."
"I can't shoot my own teammates,"
Charlene responded.
"I would get a bad reputation. Now everyone quiet. I see her coming. She looks alone, but be prepared."
Walking toward them was the lone figure of Tara. There appeared to be something in her hands. Something small. Something gray. Something fluffy. A kitten.
"Hey, guys,"
Tara called out cheerily as she got closer.
"Why do you have a kitten?"
Lulu asked.
"Oh."
Tara looked at the little kitten and scratched him on the head.
"I found him on the way here. Cute little guy, huh? I don't know what I'll do with him, though, as I travel too much to take care of a cat. I hope there's a no-kill shelter in the disputed zone. So you guys want to pet him?"
"Yes, I want..."
Lulu started to say, but Bryce pulled her back.
"It's a negotiating trick,"
he whispered to her and Doug.
"Don't fall for it."
He looked at Tara.
"We have no desire to pet your stupid little cat, so we care nothing for its fluffy fur, cute playfulness, and tiny whiskers."
"I hate cats,"
Lulu said, visibly shaking.
"They are awful, especially baby ones, and..."
She tried to leap for the kitten, but Bryce held her back.
"I want
to
hug him and squeeze him and name him Mr. Whiskers."
"I think the kitten is distracting everyone,"
Doug said.
"Why don't I take him somewhere out of the way and play with him so you can all get to talking?"
"We're ignoring the cat?"
Bryce shouted.
"Sorry, I didn't realize he'd be so distracting," Tara said as she idly scratched behind one of the kitten's ears. "So, where is, Charlene?"
"She abandoned us,"
Bryce answered.
"She was always talking about going on her own. After what happened to us, she finally did."
"She just left us,"
Lulu added.
"We don't know what happened to her."
Lulu stared at the ground.
"We fought a lot, but we were always there for each other, and now I don't know."
Doug tried to hold it in, but a sob burst out.
I miss her." Bryce slapped Doug on the shoulder. "Hey, keep it together."
"You sold to her, I'm not there,"
Charlene said through the comms.
"Why don't you keep it moving?"
"You're so annoying,"
Lulu muttered under her breath.
"I'm really sorry, you guys," Tara said. "I didn't mean for that to happen. Hopefully you'll find her again. I know that meeting at Vogel headquarters didn't seem to go well, but I am really trying to help you guys.
A bit more help like that, Bryce said. And we'd be penniless and beaten to death.
Yeah, you were a real B-word, Doug added. A betrayer. It's not like that, really, Tara pleaded. For one thing, I'm here to warn you now. Delgado and the rest of Vogel are after you, as they blame you for the slaughter at their disputed zone headquarters.
They really think we did that?
Bryce asked. Well, I kind of told them you did, Tara said. Sounds like we're back to the B-word stuff, Lulu commented.